Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Ryan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Ryan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter at Walters Ryan, and on Facebook at Ryan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, we want to look today at the House approval of the January 6th Commission, which is set out to investigate the insurrection against the United States of America when the joint sitting of Congress, as per Constitution, met to certify the state electors for the presidential election. Members of Congress came under attack, something that last happened in the War of 1817 when the British attacked the United States. More than 200 years have passed. And from all indications, it doesn't matter the political side that you are on or the neutrality of both political sides. No well-thinking American or anybody can or should ignore an attack of this magnitude against its legislatures. But the President of the United States at that time, Donald Trump, somehow derelicted his duty. He sworn an oath to protect the United States against foreign and domestic terrorists. When this group of angry mob, terrorists as they should be rightly called, desecrated the citadel of democracy, they put all legislatures' life in that building in danger. Their staff, their family members who were present, and the lives of the Capitol Police officers who were greatly outnumbered. Hours passed and the president did not send the National Guard to assist the state police. Instead, he sent a tweet, and I'm paraphrasing him. Clearly, supporting the cause of the rioters, that when cheating happens or something of that sort, this is what happened. Persons will take back their countries, their country. And you would believe that when you saw some of the images, to see legislatures hiding under their decks, taking out gas masks,
putting heavy furnitures behind doors, blocking firearms open, pointing the doors. For hours, the United States Congress was held hostage by these terrorists. Why would you not want to support a commission to look into the pros and cons, to look into the cause of this? Well, they voted. 217 Democrats voted yes for the commission. Not one voted against. 175 Republicans voted no for the commission. 35 Republicans voted yes. There was no independent. Total, 256 representatives voted in favor of the commission and 175 voted no. There was 3 no vote. 1 Republican, 2 Democrats. The takeaway from this, listeners, is the fact that 35 Republicans voted with the Democrats to support this January 6th commission. There has never in the history of Donald Trump's presidency been so many votes against him by his own party. Because the truth is, the Republicans that voted no, they are afraid of Donald Trump. Why? I said it in a podcast a few months ago, that Donald Trump is still popular, deeply loved by the base, magnificent at campaign financing, raising funds for campaign. Very influential. And they cannot afford to go against that. These men, Republican leaders in both the Senate and the House of Representatives, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, lack the testitude particle to stand up for true conservatism. They have swapped conservatism for popularism, and there will be a price to pay. If something of this nature had happened in another country, I am almost sure the United States State Department would have said something. They would have moved with certain degree of alacrity to impose their opinion in some way, shape, or form. But look what happened. Somehow 35 Republicans who were held hostage, whose life were in danger, decided that we must get to the root of this problem. And the truth is, listeners, the Republicans' request through this House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy decided that when he wrote to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they needed an equal number of commissioners on the commission. The Democrats gave them that. 5 appointed by the Democrats and 5 will be appointed by the Republicans. Equal number of subpoena, which is the right to call witness of their choice. That was granted. Then if all of that was granted, Mr. McCarthy, why then did you decide to vote against a commission in which all that you requested was granted? One can only conclude that they are afraid to go against Donald Trump. And as I said before, when he came down that escalator at Trump Tower in Manhattan to announce his bid for the President of the United States, it was the beginning of the ending of America's conservatism. Trump, as his son-in-law rightly said, did a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And many of them today are spineless, weak, and they talk all kind of foolishness on KBTV. Nonsense, stupidity. And they hide from truth, they hide from facts, and they follow conspiracy theories and QAnon rhetorics. But on the next program, we'll look at what the Senate will say about this commission. Thanks for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayon Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayon-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter at Walters Rayon, and on Facebook at Rayon Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, will continue on the podcast yesterday about the January 6th commission vote, which will be heading to the United States upper house of Congress, the House of Senate, or the Senate as it is rightly called. When the vote, or even before the vote, we already knew that the battle in the House will be a battle of attrition. Partisan lines have already been drawn. And the reason why the Senate is what it is in terms of the possibility of this bill becoming a law for this commission to be implemented is that there are 50 Republican senators and 50 Democratic senators, even split. And you need 60 senators to vote in favor. So therefore, it is highly likely that all 50 Democrats will vote in favor. And then you need 10 Republicans. Those Republican senators who voted on the resolution of impeachment and voted on impeachment
of President Donald Trump? Will those Republican senators join their Democratic senators in voting for this commission? And even if they do, will it be 60? Is the bill dead on arrival? Is it in intensive care? Or perhaps, as my grandfather would said, it is sick and helpless and ready to die. Is there a ray of hope for this bill? What needs to be done for this bill to be given a lifeline? What I would love to see, listeners, is not for the Republicans to flatly object the bill, flatly vote no, or for the Democrats to vote on the bill as it is, but for some compromise, some negotiation to take place. Because for you to just vote on it as it is and vote against it as it is strictly partisan, in all fairness. The terms of reference, I have not read the bill, nor have I seen it. But based on some of the major clauses in the bill, I honestly do not think they are unreasonable to have equal subpoena powers, to have equal commissioners. So I cannot see, other than politics, other than loyalty, the former President Donald Trump, who is still the de facto leader of the party, the Republicans would vote for or against. He is the man in the middle. And the leader of the Republican caucus in the Senate, I beg your pardon, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have already stated where they stand. They will flatly vote against. Will it be a matter of conscience? What happened to those Republican senators who still have some degree of independency and testitude, fortitude for those who are men and those women? Is there any Liz Cheney in the Senate? Do they have that type of defiant, strong, macho female in the Senate? The Susan Collins? The Lisa Murkowski? What about those Patumi? Mitt Romney? Where do they stand? Senator Blur, or Burr rather, where do they stand? Can they court their fellow senators to vote for this investigation? Or is it that they are so focused on midterm election and winning back both houses of Congress that this commission will be used as politics by the Democrats and to draw it out where their message is drowned? I have not heard one solitary argument by the Republican since the Biden administration took office on January 20 against the policies. They spent a considerable amount of time
fighting the minority whip in the House, third ranking Republican in the House, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, from her leadership role, because she is astute, defiant, and stubborn in her belief and her position that Donald Trump lost the election was fair, and that he was the instigator of the January 6th insurrection against the United States. What happened to that big tent Kevin McCarthy spoke about, where you still accept persons for their opinions, irrespective of the opinions that they have? It's a big tent party. When you maligned yourself in a particular way and you force people, Mitch McConnell, are you either host them or you force them? It has become a matter of, is either you adapt or you perish. And clearly, many of these senators and House representatives, they are afraid to send an application letter. Is it easier for them to find their way to get free parkings at airport security and other perks and live off taxpayers' money, enrich themselves, and then they walk away? Is that what it had reduced to? Aren't you being duly elected and paid by taxpayers to do a sunman duty that you have sworn an oath to protect? Huh? You did establish this commission for the 9/11 attack against the United States. You did, a bipartisan committee. You did, Republicans, implemented this committee. The Benghazi attack, where you drilled Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, for the attack against the U.S. Embassy and the killing of its ambassador in Benghazi. 5 persons died, including Capitol Police officers. They had a noose saying, hang the Vice President, desecrated the Speaker's office. Is that not enough to warrant an investigation? Well, in their defense, they said other law enforcement agencies, along with the Attorney General's Chamber, the Justice Department, is looking into the matter. A report should be coming out. I would want to ask a Democrat, if so many agents and departments of states, of the state, is looking into the matter, what will this commission do differently from what those agencies are doing? And when there was the 9/11 commission and the Benghazi commission, to the Republicans now, weren't there commissions of Congress to look into it? Well, we will wait. And I hope good sense will prevail and that the Senate will do its duty that it was elected to do by the people. Thanks for listening. Those are my thoughts.